Good evening. Welcome to tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Monday, January 3rd, 2022, 7 p.m. We'd all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation by Father Andreas Petraeus of St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church. Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Father. Good evening, Brian. Lord God of our fathers, who shows mercy on all those who come to you in prayer, hear us at this hour as we enter into a new year. Look upon these servants to whom it has been entrusted the governance of our beautiful city. Remember, Lord, those who bear fruit and do good works in this city council, and those who remember the poor. Reward them with your rich and heavenly mercies. Grant them in return for earthly things heavenly gifts, for temporal, eternal, for corruptible, incorruptible. Remember, Lord, this country and all of its public service, those who you allowed to govern on this earth. Grant them profound and lasting peace. Speak to their hearts good things concerning your church and all your people, that through the faithful conduct of their duties, we may live peaceful and serene lives in piety and virtue. Through the prayers of all those here present, and those whom you have pleased throughout the ages. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father Petraeus. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan.
Present.
Mr. Colon.
Present.
Ms. Francis Smith.
Present.
Ms. Negron.
Presente.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Mr. Walden.
Present. Mr. Callahan, if you could mute your microphone, please. Thank you. Before we proceed with the rest of our meeting this evening, we're adding a communication 6A to the agenda tonight. It is Mayor Reynolds' resignation from City Council effective prior to his taking office as mayor earlier today. And I will say, since obviously this is my last meeting, the microphone system took a dive tonight, which I hope is not an indication of me leaving. So if you're a council member or at the mayor's desk, you're going to have to hold down the button on the microphone to speak. At the lectern here and our standing microphone, those are typically operating as they should. We have four citations this evening, honoring some dedicated servants of the city of Bethlehem who will be stepping down. The first is honoring Councilman Brian Callahan. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during his past 8 years by a councilman who has fulfilled his role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem city government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor, and whereas the individual served as a member of city council from 2014 to 2022, and whereas the councilman served as chairperson of Human Resources and Environment Committee, chairperson of the Finance Committee, chairperson of Community and Economic Development, and members of Parks and Recreation Committees, member of Public Works Committee. And whereas he attended innumerable city council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to residents' requests, embraced the challenges of the responsibilities as a member of council, and is devoted to the city of Bethlehem and its residents. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Brian G. Callahan be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for his government service as a member of City Council. And be it therefore resolved that the members of Council wish Brian a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after he leaves the service of Bethlehem City Government. Thank you, Mr. Callahan.
Thank you, President Walden. I wanted to be there. I did plan on coming in tonight and just respecting the process, but I'm sure all of you know with the last week the Omicron virus had really taken off, and I really don't feel like taking the chance or jeopardizing myself and my kids. So I hope all of you, I wish all the new council members best of luck, and the same to Mayor Reynolds, and you know, I hope the city continues to prosper. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Moving on to honor Ms. Negron. Whereas the city and residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during the past 6 years by a councilwoman who has fulfilled her role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem city government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor. And whereas this individual served as a member of city council from 2016 to 2022. And whereas the councilwoman served as chairperson of Parks and Recreation Committee, member of Public Safety Committee, member of Human Resources and Environment Committee, and vice president of council. Whereas she attended innumerable city council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to residents' requests, embraced challenges and the responsibility as a member of city council, and is devoted to the city of Bethlehem and its residents. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the council of the city of Bethlehem that Olga Negron be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of city council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for her government service as a member of council. And be further resolved that the members of council wish Olga a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after she leaves the service of Bethlehem City Council. Thank you, Ms. Negron.
Thank you, President Wiley. Thank you. I just want to say I'm honored. It's a bittersweet day for me, but I do have a big smile on my face. Promise. I'm going to enjoy my time with my granddaughter and with my husband, so I am looking forward to my retirement. Thank you.
And my last citation to present this evening, whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during the past 14 years by a councilman who has fulfilled his role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem City government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor. And whereas this individual served as a member of council from 2008 to 2022, whereas the councilman served as chairperson of Finance Committee, chairperson of Human Resources and Environment, member of Community Economic Development Committee, member of the Public Works Committee, president of council from 2014 to 2018, vice president of council, Bethlehem Council of the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation appointee, and whereas he has attended innumerable city council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to residents' requests, embraced the challenges of the responsibilities as a member of council, and is devoted to the city of Bethlehem and its residents. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that J. William Reynolds be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city and its government for his government service as a member of council. And be it further resolved that the members of council wish Willie continued success in his newly elected position as mayor of Bethlehem.
Thank you, President Waldron. It was an honor to serve with colleagues over the past 14 years, and I look forward to continuing our working relationships. I do want to congratulate Councilwoman Negron on her time in City Council, as well as Mr. Waldron and Mr. Callahan for their service as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Klum.
Thank you, Mr. Waldron. I have a citation here for Mr. Waldron. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during the past 8 years by a councilman who has fulfilled his role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem city government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor, and humor. And whereas this individual served as a member of city council from 2014 to 2022, and whereas this councilman served as president of council from 2018 to 2022, vice president of council 2016 to 2018, chairperson of Human Resources and Environment Committee 2014 through 16, chairperson of Public Safety Committee 2016 through 17, and whereas he attended innumerable city council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to resident requests, embraced the challenges and the responsibilities as a member of City Council, and is devoted to the City of Bethlehem and its residents. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Bethlehem that Adam R. Waldron be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for his government service as a member of council. And be it further resolved that the members of council wish Adam a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after he leaves his service of Bethlehem City Council.
Just want to say thank you all to my colleagues. What a long, strange trip it's been, I would say. 8 years ago, I was in a much different point in my life as to where I am now, both personally and professionally, and I felt it was time for me to step aside and let some new voices enter the conversation that happens in this room on the first and third Tuesday. In my past 4 years of president of council, it's been quite a wild ride as Mr. Vedoni and I sat in this room sometimes by ourselves holding virtual meetings through the peak of the pandemic. And those were some lonely, dark moments, but as I see all the folks who are in this room tonight, it brings some joy and some prosperity and some hope to what we have created in this city and under the new leadership of Mr. Reynolds as our mayor. I feel completely confident to be able to step aside and create some space for some new folks to bring new ideas and new energy to the conversation. So I'm not going anywhere. My roots are here with my family, and I will continue to tune in and make myself available in any way that I can to help serve this wonderful city. So I thank everyone, all my colleagues up here, and all the folks who make things tick in City Hall for all their time and their knowledge, and I look forward to watching from the sidelines as we continue the next chapter in the City of Bethlehem. Thank you all. We will continue on with our very short agenda this evening before we transition to the swearing in and a very exciting time for the City of Bethlehem with our new council members joining us this evening. Turning to public comment, if there is anyone who would like to speak on anything that is not to be voted on this evening, which we have no votes under our first comment, if you're looking to make comment or supporting remarks to any of the council members-elect or anyone on our new agenda item, there'll be a time for that shortly. But if you'd like to make any comments to the current council, now would be the opportunity to do so. If there's anyone that would like to make comment. Mr. Antalis?
Stephen Antalis, 737 Ridge, 121 Butchtown Road. Over the years, I've attended quite a number of council meetings, and observed people like Calvo, Del Grasso, Caskey, Schwader, Linsky, DiGiacinto, and the like. And I've observed the present council, and there's one member of council that I find stands out. And I have no political interest in this. My interest is in good government. I make very objective observations and evaluations. And I strongly urge that maybe for one time, council might listen to a public comment, that they strongly consider to Dr. Van Wert as president of the council. Because I have great respect for her ability, her knowledge, and her background in civic development. And her lack of political bent, that impressed me. She spoke to the people and to the issues. And I think the new council would do a great service to council if they appointed her as president.
Thank you, Mr. Intallis. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to make comment to the old council? Moving to communication 6A.
Memorandum from Mayor J. William Reynolds, dated January 3rd, 2021, resigning from City Council, effective as of today, January 3rd, 2021.
Moving to reports. At this point, I will present the 2021 Bethlehem City Council President's Report, which is a summation of the work that this council has done during the 2021 calendar. During that time, Bethlehem City Council held 24 regular meetings and 16 committee and budget meetings, adopted 231 resolutions, and passed 41 ordinances. Below are some highlights from Council's 2021 legislative year. This is pretty long, so if you're going to check your email, now's a good time. In 2021, our city government continued adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic in order to protect public health while continuing to provide the highest quality services to our residents and surrounding municipalities. City Council commends former Mayor Robert Donches and the Health Bureau for their exemplary leadership and hard work during this pandemic, which is now entering its third year. In order to increase transparency, City Council started live streaming council meetings in 2019, and that has been made permanent as Town Hall is now wired with the necessary audio-visual equipment to allow for further streaming of council and other government meetings from Town Hall. City Council reviewed and took action on several financial matters during 2021, including approving the Mayor's proposed 22 budget after amending it to add an additional $1.5 million into the city's American Rescue Plan Community Revitalization Allocation. Council also conducted an oversight hearing on funding related to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, and reviewed and approved related budget adjustments and funding allocations. Moreover, Council authorized a grant to fund renovations to the Bethlehem Public Library and a PA Infrastructure Investment Authority grant to fund work in the city water system. Additionally, Council passed administrative initiative bills modifying water rates and charges along with certain EMS fees. In 2020, Council passed an administration proposed ordinance that established a user fee for stormwater collection and management. And in 2021, Council will pass an ordinance implementing a fee credit and appeal system to enhance equity and provide a mechanism for appeals. This year, Council conducted its fourth annual financial accountability incentive reporting hearing to evaluate the effectiveness of economic development incentives and increase transparency. These annual hearings are conducted in the Community Development Committee to review administration reports submitted to Council pursuant to Article 349, established in 2018. The Public Safety Committee reviewed a planned reorganization of the Bethlehem Police Department, and Council members made a number of inquiries related to new programs where the Health Bureau and the police departments work together to assist vulnerable individuals going through mental health crisis and others to provide more effective social service referrals. After review in the Community Development Committee, Council passed an ordinance establishing an affordable housing local economic revitalization tax assistance program in the city of Bethlehem. The program is designed to incentivize private development of affordable housing units in the city and to fund housing and rental assistance related programs. Council also adopted a resolution of approving the city's analysis of implements to fair housing choice and passed an administrative initiative bill amending Article 1739 related to inspections of regulated rental units. In 2021, Council also considered several zoning map and text amendments, including text amends related to the former Martin Tower site, establishing a student housing overlay district, first floor commercial uses in the CB and CL zoning districts, and pertaining to multifamily dwellings in the CB and CL zoning districts. Council conducted several public works committee meetings on a new stormwater management fee program, a proposed responsible contractor ordinance, a proposed bid preference ordinance, and the city land transfers. Council also approved a street vacation ordinance vacating portions of Luna and Bushkill streets. Council also authorized a number of contracts, use permit agreements, and certificate of appropriateness, and approved council manic appointments and administrative appointments to various city boards, commissions, and authorities. Moreover, in 2021, council adopted a resolution urging the city to incentivize operation of a grocery store at the Ahart Market site in order to promote equity and promote the health and well-being of individuals and families in South Bethlehem, and also appointed a resolution urging passage of legislation PA House to address the widespread nuisance of fireworks in the city. Finally, after groundswell community attention, City Council adopted a resolution designating the chimney swift as the official burn of the city of Bethlehem. And that is my report for the 2021 year. As I again wrap up my second term as president of council, it has been quite a journey and a ride. Sitting in this chair is pretty challenging at times to try to manage inclusion and try to give everybody an opportunity to have their voice. A few years ago, I was criticized pretty heavily for having what was called a soft gavel, meaning I was allowing folks to speak at length and perhaps too much. I thought a lot about that criticism, and I thought it was fair. I wanted to be criticized for having a soft gavel and not a hard gavel, and I hope that precedent that I tried to help create will continue into whoever sits in this chair next in my position. So much so that in the past few years I haven't even picked up this wooden gavel here because I didn't find it to be necessary to help foster conversation, to the point where I was presented with this homemade soft gavel that my only criticism would be that there's not three more that I can take home for my children. But I think this will be a nice reminder of my time on council in my ongoing efforts to help try to foster dialogue that was sometimes pretty contentious, it was sometimes uncomfortable, but at the end of the day, I think it helped everybody understand the perspective of the members of council and better help understand the perspectives of the members of public, and I think that's why we're all in this room this evening. So I'm happy to step aside in my role on council, but also in my role as president, which is a pretty challenging one at times. It's much different than sitting in the other six positions. And whoever fills this chair will, I hope, continue that legacy of trying to foster as much inclusion and positive dialogue as we've tried to do over the past 4 years. So I thank Mr. Spurk and his son for this token. At this point, I'll turn to Mr. Reynolds if he has any reports this evening.
I only get to say this once. No reports, Mr. President Walter.
Thank you. We have no ordinances for consideration this evening, as well as no resolutions on our agenda. Our new business will be that the second meeting in January will be held on our regular time, Tuesday, January 18th. Is there any other new business from the current members of council? Ms. Cramsey, sir?
Thank you. I want to bring this up, but I did have several calls of concerns last week, so I feel like in the interest of time, I do need to bring this up briefly tonight. I had several complaints and concerns last week regarding, from my constituents regarding police roster duty that is being utilized to provide security at the formerly known Coca-Cola company during the current labor management conflict that has resulted in a strike. I did talk to Chief Cott, and I really thank her for her very detailed and quick response to the matter. It seems like she is certainly getting reports from one side, and actually I got reports from other sides from my constituents. But in the interest of time, I just want to bring up a couple concerns just to have them on the record. My concern with this is I know that we're already understaffed because we're not at capacity at our police force at this point, and I'm assuming with COVID that we would have some police affected by COVID. So my concern is if we're using department staff, even on overtime, that I'm afraid, and my concern is this adversely affecting the public safety of the community? I'm afraid it could be putting a strain on our police force. And again, even if the officers are doing this on their own time, on overtime, it's putting a strain on those officers and consequently the community. My concern also is, my report is that there was only one incident, and the person that was the culprit in that incident has been removed from the picketing line. My concern or my question is, why can't the company utilize 911 like every other entity? If there's an emergency, they can call 911 and they can be responded to in a timely manner, rather than have someone providing security at the facility as well as at the sites of stores where deliveries are being made. I'm also concerned that it's a slippery slope when we are getting involved in labor management disputes, unless it's absolutely necessary. These are very emotionally charged circumstances, as we all know, and as a city, I don't want to be perceived as us aligning with one side or the other. I guess my question to ask for the future and to look into is, what is the criteria for where and when we engage in roster duty? And while the company is reimbursing us for the income of the officers, the other issue is the pension costs. Last year, we eliminated 4 firefighter positions from our budget. And the one thing that I keep hearing from our finance department, our budgetary department, is pension costs are a real strain on the city. So although the company is reimbursing us for the income of the officers on roster duty, for the veteran officers, this is increasing their pension and ultimately increasing the pension costs and putting a further strain on the city. So I think that's something we have to consider. I really don't want to take away from the ceremonious and celebratory spirit of the night. I just wanted to put this on record since I had so many complaints from my constituents. And I just ask that we continue this dialogue in the future. Perhaps we can discuss this at a public safety meeting committee meeting in the future. Thank you.
Ms. Reynolds, do you want to have a response to that?
Yeah, I would just ask the Chief Cott, who is here, if she might be willing to just come to the microphone and just kind of explain the particulars of the situation, what you had laid out in the memo that was sent today. Thank you, Chief Cott.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, Chief.
All right, perfect. So I also share your concerns as well. And in the perfect scenario, everyone involved out at the labor management issue at the Coca-Cola facility would be cooperative and civil as they were when we first learned about the labor management dispute on December 7, 2021. Officers were called out due to word of there being picketers. Our patrol officers and supervisors made contact with both sides and explained the picketers' right to be out picketing for their rights. Though we also explained to the picketers about the management rights of where their property was, and for all sides to be respectful that they can engage in the picketing, their First Amendment rights. However, they could not impede traffic on Industrial Drive and going in and out of the Coca-Cola facility or engage in any type of disorderly criminal behavior. Sadly, cooperation and that civil nature broke down. And we received a number of reports of disorderly behavior occurring from some individuals impeding traffic, so truck traffic on Industrial Drive and going in and out of the Coca-Cola facility, threatening, drivers that were going to the Coca-Cola facility to pick up product to take out and deliver, and then also utilizing flashlights and red dot lasers to disorient drivers. I was so concerned about those allegations that I reached out that next day on December 8th to Chief Aki so he could share that information with our city fire and paramedic personnel in case they had to respond to the industrial park area so no one would be hurt or killed if they were out in the roadway or if anyone was trying to disorient any drivers. After that, the Coca-Cola management reached out to the City of Bethlehem Police Department and requested a police presence to try to keep the peace. Only after both sides were contacted and explained that officers were not there to take sides, that our sole purpose was to make sure that there was free traffic flow, that individuals' constitutional rights were being protected, and they were freely able to exercise them, and that individuals were not being disorderly and threatening individuals. After that was explained to both sides, a roster request came before me. And again, as I stated, on December 7th, when the individuals involved were cooperative, civil, and there was no reports of any issues, there was no need for a roster assignment. However, after those allegations came before me, and not only allegations from individuals involved in the dispute, but as well as officers that made contact with individuals out at that location, information I received from surrounding jurisdictions where there were issues at local gas stations where delivery drivers were trying to take their product to drop off and were being harassed and handled by individuals that were following them from the Coca-Cola facility while they were doing their runs. I made that decision. I made that decision as well after looking at the calls for service out at the Coca-Cola facility, that 2150 Industrial Drive. I pulled up our report management system and saw that since the picketing began, our day shift officers, multiple day shift officers and supervisors had to respond. And then later that day, middle shift, patrol officers and supervisors had to respond on the 7th and 8th. So I made that decision based upon that disorderly behavior that was being reported, the impeding of traffic flow, and the strain on our patrol personnel. Industrial Drive is at the very, very end of city jurisdiction. And taking those patrol officers, As you mentioned, I understand that if there is a issue, one could just dial 911. But logistically, getting the right amount of personnel out there, depending on what's going on, especially after we know that there's these issues, is, in my opinion, negligent. Patrol officers were responding out there, and it was pulling officers from being able to respond to calls and here in the city to the taxpaying residents, which is another reason why, with having this roster option available, I felt it was inappropriate to assign a permanent patrol officer whose primary responsibility he or she would be responding to calls for service as they're coming in, whether it be emergencies on 911 or through the non-emergency line. Our roster assignments are a form of extra duty. Extra duty meaning that officer's responsibility isn't to answer those 911 and non-emergency calls. Our officers are located in either a vehicle in this case, in a vehicle out at the Coca-Cola facility, just maintaining an officer presence. A lot of times, roster assignments are dictated by either the potential for there to be some type of law enforcement service, or there will be the need for some type of law enforcement service. However, in the vast majority of the roster assignments we've had over my 18-year career here, just the presence of an officer alone is enough to have individuals remain civil, have a good time, or exercise their constitutional rights without anyone having to be arrested. In the past, we've had a number of organizations and entities that have requested a roster assignment, from the Bethlehem Brew Works to McDonald's over at Five Points, the Walmart Distribution Center, WLVT, Wind Creek Casino, the USW Union Local 2599, Reed Millwork. So there are a number of organizations that we've dealt with. And again, I don't want you to think that any decision was made without being an informed decision. In addition to looking at the calls for service, and in addition to looking at what kind of behavior is going on there, before we approve a roster assignment, my administration and I look at any jurisdictional issues, any operational issues. Is it going to strain personnel if we don't have a roster assignment? Is that going to result in more overtime needed because there are patrol officers being drawn to that location where we know there's a problem? As well as looking at any liability issues. We have stood by and maintained the safety and traffic flow at other labor management issues, such as the PEEPS 2016 labor management dispute, where we were able to just peacefully stand by and make sure that all parties were safe and secure and there were no issues. But I felt that my memo covered many of my concerns. And with the new administration in place, I'm not even sure if it's been 8 hours since your inauguration, sir, but it is something that we will continue to talk about. And my hope is that both sides can be civil and that there is not a need for a roster officer to be at that location. But I do assure you that it is a very dynamic situation. It is something that we are constantly addressing. And I'm very much aware of personnel issues at this time. Also, another issue I'd like to bring up again would be since 2012, with the new collective bargaining agreement, they're vastly coming, the majority of officers of our department, roster pay does not go into their pension calculations. That was an issue that was identified by the former administrations and handled through the collective bargaining agreement. So yes, there are some officers under the old contract that are grandfathered in that are receiving some contributions towards it, but the vast majority of our officers that were hired after 2012 are no longer getting that calculated into their pension. They would be, though, if overtime was incurred due to the continued calls for service out at that location.
Thank you, Officer Cott. I appreciate that, Chief Cott. Do you have any idea when the last incident, reported incident, was?
Last Thursday, ma'am.
And have there been any incidents where there was any kind of physical harm, or is it all verbal at this point, or has it been all verbal?
To my knowledge, nothing physical per se, other than the trying to disorient drivers and the verbal.
Okay, thank you. Well, as I said before, I mean, I have the utmost respect for you, and I really value your decision. I have to speak on behalf of the constituents that contacted me, and I have to say, as you know, I come from a family of many police officers. I come from a family of union workers and union laborers, and I come from a family of CEOs, so I can see every aspect of this situation. I just feel that as we talk today, I really wish that if we could, or it could be mediated quicker, and we could get the police off the roster duty. I still have several concerns about the roster duty, and I would hope that we can continue to have that dialogue, like I said, perhaps in a public safety meeting, because I know other council members in the past have brought the issue up about roster duty. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Waldron, can you make a quick comment?
Yes, Mr. Cowan.
Chief Cott, I couldn't agree with you more about, I hope and pray that there's not any violence or any physical issues out there. And I also agree with you as far as no one should be blocking the smooth flow and exit of trucks from the property. I think the thing that concerned me, and I got a lot of the same phone calls as Councilwoman Grace Cramsey-Smith did from a lot of the union members. And everybody knows that I'm pro-union. I'm not hiding that from anybody. But so the issue that I have a concern about, the one side of the road, the opposite side of the plant, has a sidewalk. The side of the plant does not have a sidewalk, but there is a right-of-way that the city has a right-of-way, and I believe it's 8 to 10 feet off the curb line, correct?
I would have to look into.
Can you look into it and let Grace Cramsey-Smith know, since this is my last moments on council? I would just hope that the police are allowing the picketers to be on the side of the property of the plant, which they are allowed to, and it's in their right to be on that side, as long as they are staying within the right of way of the property and not getting past that 8 to, I don't know if it's an 8 foot right of way or a 10 foot right of way there. It's typically a 10 foot right of way off the curb, from my understanding. And I just think, I've been told that the police officers are asking the picketers not to be on the right of way on the side of the plant, that they have to move across the street, which from everybody that I've talked to, the picketers have the right to do that, to be in that right of way area on the side of the plant. Again, I know it's a tough situation for everybody, but I think Coca-Cola's got to step up and do what's right, for the workers of America, and resolve this issue. So if you could just get back to Grace Cramsey-Smith for me and let her know, if they are indeed allowed to be in that right-of-way area, that the police officers that are on roster duty over there are notified about it, and they are permitting and allowing those picketers to be on the side of the plant as long as they are in the right of way. So that's my last comments on this. And again, I thank everybody for your time. Thank you.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah, just a couple quick comments. One is, we certainly hope that they come to an agreement, as Councilman Cramsey-Smith said, as quickly as possible. And we certainly hope, just as citizens of Bethlehem, that the workers receive what they deserve going forward. And I also think in my conversations with Chief Cott today and our legal department, is we don't want a situation either where roster duty officers is there permanently, because we don't know how long this is going to last. So it's one situation that, and I went into my conversation with Chief Cott, necessarily maybe believing one thing, and then Chief Cott explained to me, and I realized about both how complicated the situation is, and also each decision that Chief Cott made was predicated on something else that had happened the week before, and I didn't know that beforehand. And when I received that information from Chief Cott, I started to understand kind of how the situation got to this point, and realized it's not something that's straightforward. And as Chief Cott said to me many times, it's not about taking sides in the labor dispute. It's not about a management labor issue. It's really about that if we're calling officers that are on regular duty, it's taking them away, and that's not fair to the taxpayers, to those officers. Now, that being said, as I said, we don't want permanent roster duty there, and we don't know how long this is going to last for. So one thing that we've done today, you know, we've only been here nine hours and 45 minutes, is talk to, you know, our legal department, talk to Chief Cott about what are some of the options going forward to make sure that we don't have, you know, long-term roster duty in this type of situation. I think that nobody wants that, and, you know, whether or not it's Coca-Cola hiring whatever private security or whatever is on their own end, those are conversations that we're having, and we're hoping to be able to come up with some recommendations for both this situation and other similar situations going into the future. Thank you.
Is there any other new business from current members of council this evening? Seeing none, we will conclude our current meeting before we transition to the oath of office for the newly elected council. This meeting is adjourned.
Will the following council members please take seats in the audience? Mr. Callahan, well, he's not here. Mr. Cramsey Smith, Mr. Grown, Mr. Waldron. I will call the roll of the holdover members of council. Mr. Cologne.
Still here.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
The certificates of election have been presented, and Northampton County Magisterial District Judge Nicholas Engelson will conduct the swearing-in of the Controller George Yasso, Council-elect Cramsey Smith, Council-elect Kwiatek, Council-elect Leone, and Council-elect Wilhelm. Would Judge Engelson please approach the front of the council table? Would Mr. Yasso and his family please approach the front of the council table, and after you take your oath, you may retake your seats.
Do you do it this way, facing each other like this? Okay.
All right. Are you going to use a Bible?
Yeah.
Are you going to hold the Bible first?
Yeah.
Okay. Left hand on the Bible and right hand on the air.
Repeat after me, please. I, George Yasso.
I, George Yasso.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office
as Controller of the City of Bethlehem.
As Controller of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Raise your right. No, left hand. There you go. Okay. I, Grace Cramsey Smith.
I, Grace Cramsey Smith.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Of my office as Councilwoman.
Of my office as my office of Councilwoman.
Of the City of Bethlehem.
Of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations. I, Hillary Kwiatek.
I, Hillary Kwiatek.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry. Somebody texted me that people that are watching cannot hear, and they would love to hear him. Is it okay if I move this mic there? Sorry.
I can do that.
Okay.
My publicity agent.
The right hand on?
Left hand on the Bible, right hand in the air. Yep. Good?
Yep.
Repeat after me. I, Rachel Leon.
I, Rachel Leon.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations. I, Kira Wilhelm.
I, Kira Wilhelm.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
As Councilwoman of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Would the newly elected council members please approach the council table? And this will take a second. So you stay there. Ms. Cramsey Smith. Here also Mr. Cologne. Ms. Kwiatek. Now I will take the roll call of the newly elected council. Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Present.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Present.
Ms. Leon?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Present.
The members of council shall nominate the president of council and the vice president of council in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order. The nomination are from the floor. An election of the President of Council and Vice President are in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order and by roll call. I will now turn the nomination process and the election of President and Vice President over to City Council Solicitor Jack Spurk.
Thank you. In accordance with Council Rules and Robert's Rules of Order, the election In accordance with Council Rules and Robert's Rules of Order, the election procedures will be as follows. I will first ask for nominations for the office of President of Council. Each council member may nominate not more than one person. No second is required. After each nomination for the office of President, I will ask if there are any additional nominations. When there are no additional nominations, I will declare the nominations closed. At that point, we will proceed to the election, and I will ask the clerk to call the roll. Each council member will respond by declaring his or her vote by stating the name of the person that they are voting for as president. Council members are allowed to vote for themselves. 4 votes are required for the election of a council office. After the president has been elected, we will repeat the same process for the council vice president. Are there any questions as to procedure? Hearing none, I then declare nominations are now in order for the office of president of the council for the term January 2022 to January 2024. Are there any nominations for council president?
Mr. Spurk, may I ask you a question?
You may.
Can I say a sentence or two as I nominate?
Sir.
Okay. I just wanted to acknowledge Mr. Antalik's kind words. You know, there's an old Buddhist saying, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And sometimes I feel like you're the Obi-Wan Kenobi, and as much as I would like to be Luke Skywalker to your Jedi Master, I can't do it. My day job is much too overwhelming, and it deserves to be done well. So I'd like to nominate Mr. Cologne for Council President, please.
Mr. Cologne is nominated. Are there any further nominations for the office of President of Council? Hearing none, I declare the nominations closed, and we will proceed to balloting. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leung?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
The vote is 6-0, and Mr. Cologne is elected president of council for the term 2022-2024. Floor is now open for nominations for the office of council vice president. Are there any nominations for the office of council vice president? Dr. Van Wert.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Cramsey Smith, please.
Ms. Gramsci Smith is nominated. Are there any further nominations for the office of council vice president? Hearing none, I declare the nominations closed, and the clerk will call the roll on the vote.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leung?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
The vote is 6-0, and Ms. Cramsey Smith is elected Council Vice President for the term 2022 to 2024. The Council President will.
Thank you. Give me a moment just to gather myself here. Thank you. All right, everyone. So now we're going to continue on with the second council meeting with the new council tonight. And we're going to start with public comment, our usual 5-minute time limit, soft gavel included, as Mr. Waldron had said. The first public comment is for any subject not being voted on this evening. So if there's anyone who's in attendance who would like to take the lectern to address council for anything not being voted on, this is your opportunity. I will start with the left side of the room, if there's anybody. Seeing none, I'll turn to the center of the room if there's anyone who'd like to make comment on anything not being voted on. The gentleman in the fleece.
Still the same person. I was quite taken by the comments of the past president, his liberal policy on purging the floor. He because prior to that, people were cut off right at 5 minutes, not even allowed to finish a statement, which doesn't send a good message to the public. And consequently, the number of regulars coming to council meetings stopped coming. I call them and ask why. They don't listen to us. We can't even speak. So I think the past president is making amends for that. And I hope that's not violated in the sense that at a council meeting recently, then acting president of council, I was gaveled less than 1 minute over 5, which sort of shocked me. And I hope this is not precedent.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in the center who'd like to make comment, anything not being voted on? I will turn to the right side of the room. Is there anybody present who wants to make comment? I will continue on with the agenda. So now we're going to open up to second public comment, anything being voted on tonight's agenda. Is there anyone present who would like to make comment on anything being voted on tonight? The gentleman to my left. Sir, if you could state your name and address for the record, please.
Adam Waldron, 511 2nd Avenue. I think in the past 8+ years, this is only my second time standing up here, so it gives a very much different feel to the room. Three things I wanted to touch on this evening. First, I want to say congratulations to Mr. Colon, who is our elder person on council here. He's attended and supported by his new wife, Erin, and her mother, so it's great to see Mr. Colon fill in here. I took my job very seriously in council in the president's role, and I'm sure that Mr. Colon will continue that as well as the folks who came before us. Secondly, I want to put my full support behind the two nominees from the new administration this evening, Ms. Collins and Mr. Spurk, in their roles. I think they'll be tremendous assets to the city administration, and I encourage all of you to support them this evening. And lastly, I couldn't help but notice the large gender gap that we have up here. And I think it's wonderful, it's heartwarming, and I'm very excited for the new council. So congratulations to you all.
Thank you, Mr. Walton. Is there anyone else here tonight who wants to make comment on anything being voted on this evening? Seeing none, we will continue on. For reports, I have none in my 3 minutes I've been in this chair. I'll turn to our newly appointed Mayor Reynolds.
Thank you, Mr. Colon. First of all, I want to congratulate Mr. Colon and Ms. Cramsey Smith on being elected president and vice president. I also want to congratulate the new members of City Council. I think one thing we have in common is that I'm sure you guys were nervous is forgetting some of those words as they were being shouted at you. You know, this morning I was almost forgetting those, but I want to welcome you to City Council as well. And then I also wanted to just say, once again, congratulations to both Ms. Negron and Mr. Waldron, who I had the pleasure of serving with for years. There are several people in our administration, including myself, that consider ourselves fortunate to call Ms. Negron a friend. And I think when you look at where the city is now as compared to what it was 6-7 years ago, there are a lot of conversations we have now that Ms. Negron was the first person to bring up and the first person to advocate for. And I think anywhere you go in the city, you will find somebody that when you mention the name Olga Negron, they get a smile on their face, and then there's an energy that was reflective both in your support when you ran for city council, during your time on city council, and we certainly wish you well as you are leaving, which is bittersweet. And we want to thank you for that. And Mr. Waldron, I've obviously gotten to know you over the last 8 years, and I had not known you beforehand. And I think that it is difficult for anybody to be on city council after going to a regular, your day job, and I think everybody in this room has probably seen Mr. Waldron on a ladder, has seen him working, has seen him come in here with paint all over the place, and he's been able to run a first-rate small business and also do the one thing that none of us know how you're able to do, is stay standing after having four children under the age of six. And that is a testament, five. So that is a testament to your service to the city. And we, as a city, we're obviously sad to be losing you. But at the same time, I know you didn't run for city council again because of those commitments that you made to Melissa and Jude and Ophelia and everybody else on Second Avenue. And we certainly wish you well, and congratulations on a great 8 years. I just want to as well thank everybody here, and I know a lot of people on City Council had attended our swearing-in this morning, as well as a lot of their family members, a lot of people that were here, and I just want to say thank you for both the support in getting here, but also in just reaching out with the enthusiasm and the optimism. I think one thing that we all can agree on is that it's a new day. It's a historic day in city council history, as we have a majority female city council for the first time ever. And I think that if everybody took their masks off, we would see a lot of people smiling at, as Mr. Waldron said, that the day has in fact changed in the city. We have two administrative orders here, but the first thing I wanted to say is that you know, we do have our team here, and I just wanted to kind of talk about them for a couple of minutes. We didn't have to reappoint people that are staying in their current jobs, so that's why you don't see very many names on here. But with us, and as you know, one thing that everybody in City Council has known over the past couple of months is that, you know, our door is open, our department head door is open, our door is open on the mayor's office. Janine and Angie and staff are always available as well to meet, to help to move the city forward. But we have here in attendance, we have Eric Evans, our business administrator, Warren Aki, our fire chief, Dr. Michelle Cott, our police chief, Mike Alcall, our longtime public works director, Ed Boscola, as our water and sewer director as well. And then I have to give a special thanks before our two administrative orders to Ms. Agello, Mrs. Santoro, and Ms. Del Grasso, who I believe are now working on about hour, you know, 14 of being here. And, you know, when I asked them if they were planning on attending the city council meeting tonight, there wasn't even a hesitation. I didn't even have to ask them. They were already planning, partly because they wanted to be a small part of everyone's experience getting sworn on to city council, but also just because they're that excited and energetic, enthusiastic about what is in front of us as a city. So I want to thank them. So Mr. Colon, we do have two administrative orders that I will just briefly talk about. The first one that we have here is Laura Collins, who is being nominated to be our director of community and economic development. Or actually, the first one is Mr. Spurk, who is obviously had a long career as both council solicitor. Before that, he was the previous Mr. Callahan's solicitor. Before that, he worked down in Northampton County. And I think that one thing that I can say about Mr. Spurk is, and I say this is the biggest compliment I think I could give to anybody, is Mr. Spurk is always confident in his ability to find an answer. And he will never say, I know this for certain until I look it up. And I think that's one thing that we've certainly appreciated during my time in City Council, as he has helped us through a lot of big questions that we have faced. And we are nominating him to be our city solicitor. And then Ms. Collins next to me, who is a Bethlehem resident, who I got to know back in the days of Obama campaigning, who has been an attorney in Washington, D.C., who is coming back to lead our Community Economic Development Department, who I know has reached out to everybody in City Council as well to sit down to start those relationships. And Ms. Collins is super excited and to be joining us as well. And we as a team are excited about where we're going as a city, and we just couldn't be more enthusiastic about who is behind me. And you know, we're going to switch it up as far as who is sitting at this table. So I think one thing going forward you'll see different members of the team sitting at this table, including days when I'm not sitting at this table, because we really are a team that makes decisions in conjunction with City Council and with our community. And that's the spirit that we talked about this morning when Ms. Santoro and I gave some remarks, and that's the spirit that we're going to take forward as well. Thank you, Mr. Cologne.
So I guess
my first administrative order is nominating John F. Spurk, Jr. Esquire, to be our city solicitor.
And the resolution is sponsored by Mr. Cologne and Dr. Van Wert. And Mr. Spurk is in attendance with us here this evening. Is there any discussion on the appointment? Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
My only comment is that I'm going to really miss Mr. Spurk as our city council solicitor. He's been so valuable to me and very helpful in my first 2.5 years on council. But our loss is certainly the city's gain. So best of luck to you as a city solicitor.
Dr. Van Wert?
I would just echo what Ms. Cramsey-Smith said. It's been a pleasure working with you, Mr. Spurk. Thank you for your time on council.
And I'll just echo the comments, my colleagues. I've sat in this chair a couple times as vice president over the years, and I think I, you know, called Mr. Spurk more in those couple times than my previous 6 years, just making sure I was doing things by the book in those few times, and I always appreciated his responsiveness, his demeanor, his communication getting back to us. So while he will be a loss to council, he's definitely an asset to the city still, and glad he's staying within City Hall. So with no more discussion, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Mr. Leung?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Passes 6-0.
And then my second administrative order is the nomination of Laura Collins to be our Director of Community Economic Development.
The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Cologne and Dr. Van Wert. Any discussion on the appointment of Ms. Collins? I'll just say, Ms. Collins, welcome, and I wish you all the best in your new role. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Mr. Leung? Ms. Leung?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Also passes 6-0. Congratulations, Ms. Collins. Any new business from members of council? Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
The only thing I was going to bring up is I was wondering if we can revisit at some point or soon the opportunity for our community members to call in comment, because given the COVID numbers, I think that it's a disservice that some people may not want to and should not attend in person. So I would just ask that we reconsider that.
Thank you, Ms. Cramsey-Smith. Any other new business from other members of council?
I would go again, Ms. Cramsey-Smith. I think it's important to have the community call in. I think it's also important for council members to retain the option of participating remotely. I think both those things work in synergy with each other to help provide the greatest amount of input and presence during these important meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. Any other comments by members of council? New business? Ms. Quita?
I just want to briefly thank everybody who came tonight to witness our swearing in. It is a big day for our city. I've been excited all day. I was happy to be here for our mayor swearing in as well. And I know it's been a long evening, and just really appreciate you all kind of having your hands on our backs as we take on this pretty weighty responsibility. So thank you.
Any other comments by members of council? I'll just briefly say a couple things. Piggybacking off what Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Dr. Van Wert said, we will be, I've already had discussions internally about opening up the lines to those watching at home on YouTube to be able to comment remotely for those who are not comfortable or aren't able to make it out to town hall, so we can look at
incorporating that as we continued the go-to meetings, as we witnessed with Mr. Callahan above us earlier, and allowing that opportunity for members of council to participate remotely and members of the public. Also, to those attendance tonight, as you witnessed, Mr. Reynolds stepped down. City Council will be, in the next 30 days, appointing a seventh member of council to fill that role. So we will use the clerk's office and the city website and the future city council meeting to give instruction on how any of those interested parties can reach out that are interested in being appointed to fill the city council seat vacated by Mayor Reynolds. So that we'll have more information on that process to come, along with City Council will now, in the near future, be in the position to appoint our new City Council solicitor, because this will be Mr. Spurk's last meeting with us up here at the dais. Briefly, I just want to thank my colleagues, present and new, for appointing me as mayor, or excuse me. But as president of council, this is the beginning of my seventh year on council, and I served as vice president, sat in this chair for a couple meetings, but I appreciate the vote of confidence by my colleagues, and look to continue to serve with both competency and integrity in this role. And even though I may sit here and you know, say president on the nameplate, I remind everyone that we all are equal when the clerk calls our names to vote, and that every member of council, whether it's a senior member or someone who is appointed tonight, we all get our names called and we all cast our vote equally. And more importantly, as Mr. Waldron in his remarks to the room had said, this is a historic night, as we now have five female members of city council for the first time in the city's history, with a seventh person to be appointed in the next couple weeks. So that's something that should be celebrated, and nothing else should take away from that this evening. So without any other new business to be discussed by members of council, I invite Father Petrides up to give our benediction before we all go home this evening.
Thank you. In choosing this evening's closing prayer, instead of writing my own little prayer, I opted to take a silent prayer that we read only on special feast days in the Orthodox Church. And this prayer in particular always reminds me of civil service and the importance of it. And I want to say that as a community, St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Community, we're proud to have both Mr. Bodoni and Judge Engelson as parishioners, and we're happy to have that responsibility in the community as well. So, Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather and welcome new servants into the City Council. We ask your blessing upon them and all those gathered here. Sustain the good in their goodness. Make the wicked good through your goodness. Remember, Lord, those who are absent with good cause. Have mercy on them and on us according to your great mercy. Fill their treasuries with every good thing. Preserve their marriages in peace and harmony. Nurture the infants. Instruct the youth. Strengthen the aged. Give courage to the faint-hearted. Reunite those separated. Sail with those who sail. Travel with those who travel. Defend the widows. Protect the orphans. Liberate the captives and heal the sick. Remember, Lord, those who are in mines, in exile, in harsh labor, and those with every kind of affliction, necessity, and distress, those who entreat your loving kindness, and those who love us, and those who hate us, those whom have asked us to pray for them, unworthy as we may be. Remember, Lord, our God, all the people, and pour out your rich mercy upon them, granting them the petitions that are unto salvation. Remember, Lord, those whom we have not remembered through ignorance, forgetfulness, or because of the multitude, since you know the name and age of each, even from their mother's womb. For you, Lord, are the help of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless, the savior of the afflicted, the haven of the voyager, the physician of the sick. Being all things to all, you know each person, his request, his household, and his need. Deliver this community in every city, O Lord, and every country from famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, sword, invasion of foreign enemies, and civil war. We especially ask you during this time of pandemic that we may see an end to our struggles and a return to peaceful pursuits. Through the prayers of all of those here present and those who have pleased you throughout the ages, especially our Father among the saints, Nikephoros, the leper, patron of suffering of those in illness and pandemics, whose feast day we celebrate today. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. I thank everyone for coming out this evening, and again, congratulations to our new members of council. This meeting is adjourned. Get home safely.